My name is Dean, and I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, but I had the privilege this past weekend of teaching up at our Delaware campus as we continued in our series in Ecclesiastes called Under the Sun. And this past weekend, really, we looked at the idea and the struggle that we have with human power. We're continuing to ask this question, what is the point of my life, and the reality that God offers us a full life in an empty world. But when we think about personal power and what that does, really a good definition, at least that we agreed on, was that power is the range of your effective will. That comes from a man named Dallas Willard. The whole idea there is that power, we believe, gives us the ability to make choices, the ability to further our own kingdom. Now, you lay that up against Scripture, and the problem with that is that we're called to advance a different kingdom, God's kingdom. So that means that we're going to interact with power differently. From a human perspective, to say it the way that Solomon says it in Ecclesiastes, under the sun, the danger of power is that you can possess everything and enjoy nothing. Solomon says, all the toil for man is for his mouth, yet his appetite is not satisfied. So we don't want to allow our appetite or appetites to lead us in the world, right? This increase in power can create an increase in appetite. One of the things that Solomon says in the text, he says, the more the words, the more the vanity, and what is the advantage to that? So we don't want to just increase our appetite by giving us more stuff, because power gives us this false sense of control and security. Now, the good news is that we can live life above the sun, right? We can live life connected to God. And if we're connected above the sun, that makes everything below the sun have meaning. So the way that we kind of landed the message there is that either nothing means anything or everything means something. We talked about this at Lewis Center 2 weeks ago, this reality that if you're connected above the sun, you can find meaning anywhere. You can see opportunity all over the place. If you're just connected under the sun, then nothing really means anything. You'll fill your heart with thing after thing. You'll try attempt after attempt, whether that's learning or pleasure or enjoyment or power, and you will find the destinations to always be vanity of vanities. All is vanity. It's vapor and it's empty. So let's connect our hearts today above the sun as we start a new day and see the things that God wants us to see. So I'll pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, we want to see life, experience life above the sun, connected to you. You gave up power. You made yourself weak to go to the cross for us so that we might be strong. So God, today we want to come to you in humility and express, just acknowledge our weakness to do anything good outside of you. And we, God, today want to receive your power. We want that to trump our power and our desire for power. God, please don't allow our things to possess us today, but God, rather that we would be possessed by you. God, I pray that'll fill us today. That reality, that concept will fill us today as we walk with you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.